Hello, everyone. Yuri Wind here, because who else would it be? Andrew here, because who else would it be? I wanted to give you a little audio update, because I didn't want to type it out. Also, I feel like some people get that sent to their spam things, just to be safe. I wanted to give a little update on videos. So, here's what's going on. This weekend will be a new Bullshit Creepypasta story time, because it's been little while since I've done one of those. Although it's not, see, I was looking for something that didn't fall within like Mario, Zelda, Pokemon, Sonic Land. So I got one called Red Dead, and it's based on Red Dead Redemption. Only it's not based on that. It's based on Red Dead Redemption sequel called Red Dead Undead Nightmare, which is not the sequel, but in the story it's called the sequel. So that's special. So that's the plan for this weekend. Music's gonna be across the board for that. None of it's gonna be from Red Dead. But that's, that's fine. That's an excuse to play through that, DLC, I guess. I've always been looking for an excuse, finally. At the same time, I'm working on a game of mysteries on a number of canceled, N64 games. The ones that I'm kind of thinking about right now are Grand Theft Auto 64, which was canceled. And this would be like a multi-game video. I do have a single game episode that I've been working on a bit based on the English language about Sleeping Dogs, because I really like that game, but that's not done yet. But I'd be covering, Grand Theft Auto 64, the canceled, sequel to Doom 64, which was going to be, it's kind of, that game's ironic. It was going to be multiplayer focused, but everyone on the team decided, split screen is stupid, whatever. And then GoldenEye sweeps in and fucking steals their thunder. So, like, id Software, it's like they had a period where they could have been the revolutionary, console first-person shooter, competitive, split-screen people. And instead, that was given to Rare. And now what does Rare do? Really? What are they doing? So there's that. There's a canceled RPG for the 64DD called Blue Oriental. There's a version for the Game Boy Advance, as well as the GameCube. It's theorized the GameCube version would probably have looked a lot like the N64. Also possible that it could have, that the N64 game just got, like, ported or, like, upgraded for the GameCube slightly. Not much. There's that. There's a canceled Contra game, which Konami, I don't know why I'm doing the gaming mystery. Well, it's a canceled Contra game, and the rumor is Konami canceled it because the N64 didn't sell very well. It makes total sense to me. What else was there? And then there was other game I can't remember. And also, I'm working on a new obscure gaming because whenever I post an obscure gaming, which there was that Sonic one last year, and there was the one last month with Spider-Man. I get comments, people say, this is the last obscure gaming we're going to see in 2020, or pack it up. So I'm working on a new obscure gaming that's going to focus on, I guess, let's call them the failures, the topics that were too bad or too iffy for me to give them their own video. I don't have all the games lined up for that yet, because that's slated more later in the month, possibly early next month, depending on how things pan out. But two games I know for sure that will be on there will be a game called Terrifying 9/11, which I'm going to refer to in the video as Terrifying 911, just to avoid anything from YouTube. That's a video I didn't want to do, or that's a game I didn't want to do a video on, because that subject's a little, it's not exactly in good taste. It's just, also, I live in New York, so that's, but, you know, it's a failure, so it gets mentioned there. Other failure is Windows 95 for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Which, that sounds random. Just wait till you see it in action. It doesn't really work that well. I think it's in Japanese. But it's weird. So there's that. I also had this Castlevania bootleg, but I'm thinking I should pair that up with the Resident Evil bootleg for their own video. Although that'll be later on. And then, of course, sometime this month, Persona will also resume with another part. I didn't forget about Persona. I want to, for the time being, put my focus on, you know, videos where I edit more. That's the general update. It's Eastern, actually. I'm not setting an exact date for the videos. The Bullshit Creepbot story time, my estimate is around the weekend. Like, if it happens to fall into next week, I'm not gonna kill myself over it, like I usually, which is what I would usually do, and then send myself into a spiral of depression. I'm on new antidepressants, though. But, that shouldn't be too hard to do. I should have that for you soon. Get your story on. Some Red Dead. Switching things up. And then hopefully the following weekend, the Gaming Mysteries. If the Gaming Mysteries takes longer than I thought it would intentionally, then I can do Persona that week instead, and then do Gaming Mysteries the following week. I just wanted to let you all know what's going on. I hope you're all doing well, and I hope you're all safe, I really haven't been watching the news, honestly, because it hurts my heart. But I hope you're all safe and doing well. If you have any questions, hit me up on here. If it gets sent to spam, hit me up on Twitter. I'm on there usually shitposting anyways. Also, I'm sorry about the air conditioner. It's hot. I should have done that at the beginning of the video. Damn. This isn't even a video. Fuck. Q-tip. I have a Q-tip. Anyways. I just want to say I love you all. Thank you for everything. Please, stay safe. For the love of God. I hope you enjoy the new videos. Also, I've been streaming more lately, if you want to hang out. Although the streams have been during the daytime instead of in the middle of the night because my sleep schedule got fixed by accident. But I'm positive I can fuck it up again. Just give me time. Also, I guess one other thing before I go, because it's something I was thinking about. I often run into creepypastas that are dumb. Sure, but because they're all done, but they're like way too short for me to do a video on. Do you think I should do those anyways, even though it results in a short video? I'm just wondering, like even if the ends, because you know, like even if the end slate ends up being longer than the video, or should I like compile them? I guess it would depend on the length, but I'm such a bad, like, I'll eyeball a story and say, this is gonna be, like, 10 minutes, and then I'll be there for 5 hours. Or 50 minutes, you know. Depending on your time zone. But yeah. Stay safe, everyone. Please. For the love of God. Love you all. Hugs. Let me. There we go. Now everyone's gonna feel good. Get out there and jump, you know what I'm saying? It's Yuri Wins catchphrase. Hey everyone, guess what? That's right, orange, you glad I didn't say banana. Boom. I'll see you all next time on whatever the fuck this was. Hope you enjoyed the update. I'll see you around this weekend, possibly Wednesday if things go horribly wrong. But I hope you enjoy Red Dead as well as the other things I got planned. Thank you all for everything. And again, stay safe. Love you all. Ta-ta, my friends. Adios. Hasta la vista. Sayonara. I think I slightly said that wrong. Toodles. Bye-bye. Love y'all. Heart knee. Heart knee. Yeah. Bye-bye. Oops. I thought I hit the stop thing and I missed it. This time, though, seriously, though.